This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a monster snowstorm moving from the nation's midsection to the East Coast. The National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
When all is said and done, we could see some local totals reaching around 2 feet, which could be near historic totals for portions of the impacted areas. And that, again, that would include portions of the upper Midwest. Southern Minnesota, Wisconsin.
And the storm's traveling to the East Coast. The AP's Jackie Quinn's tracking it.
The storm system will make its way toward the East Coast later this week. Places that don't usually get snow could get dangerous amounts of ice. Forecasters expecting up to half an inch of ice in some areas of southern Michigan, northern Illinois, and some of the eastern states.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Many of the countries near Ukraine have been worrying about what may happen to them as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Today in Poland, President Biden is meeting with the leaders of those countries. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
Before departing Warsaw, Biden will hold talks with leaders from the Bucharest Nine. Many of the flank nations worry the Russian President Vladimir Putin could move to take military action against them next if he's successful in Ukraine. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Thousands of hours of surveillance footage from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is now available to Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The access granted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It's raising alarms among some on Capitol Hill who are concerned about who's got access to sensitive security details. At least 9 Palestinians killed and 97 others wounded, say the Palestinians, during an Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. In France, a teacher's been stabbed to death by a high school student. The student arrested, say authorities. The student reportedly has severe mental health issues. That's according to a government official. This is AP News. The EPA is taking over in the cleanup of that Ohio train derailment.
The Norfolk Southern train derailment has upended the lives of people in East Palestine, Ohio.
We're not going to leave this community behind. We're not going to leave this community to manage this aftermath alone. We are with you.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern must take all available measures to clean up contaminated air and water and reimburse the federal government for a new program to provide cleaning services for impacted residents and businesses. If they don't do it, the EPA will step in.
Conduct the work ourselves and then force Norfolk Southern to pay triple in cost according to the powers granted by my agency.
Regan says he knows the order cannot undo the nightmare that families in East Palestine have been living with.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.